Billy Ray Cyrus and Tish Cyrus end their marriage with love in their hearts. A Canadian musician's case against Post Malone is going to trial. And in case you missed it, Britney Spears has shared she's having a baby. It's Tuesday, April 12th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Tish Cyrus has filed for divorce against country star Billy Ray Cyrus, her husband of 28 years. The 54-year-old, whose full name is Letitia Jean Cyrus, cited irreconcilable differences in a court filing last Wednesday in Tennessee and indicated that they separated more than 2 years ago. She has asked the court to equally distribute their marital assets. "We've decided to go our separate ways, not with sadness, but with love in our hearts," the couple said to a statement to People. "We have grown up together, raised a family we can be so proud of, and it is time to create our own paths. We will always be a family and look forward to continued and loving shared experiences as friends and as parents. We have not come to the decision lightly or quickly, but with so much going on in the world, we want to provide some clarity and closure so we can remain focused on what is important." This is not the first time that the couple has sought to end the marriage. Billy Ray filed for divorce in 2010, but withdrew the application 5 months later. "I want to put my family back together," he said on The View at the time. Tish filed in 2013, but they reconciled with the help of couples therapy. In a statement to Us Weekly at the time, Billy Ray said, "We've had some rough times, but we both realized we didn't want to be another statistic, and we wanted to make it work." They have three adult children together, Miley, Noah, and Brazen. Billy Ray adopted Tish's children, Brandy and Trace. He also has a son, Christopher, from a previous relationship. TMZ was first to report on last week's divorce filing. Tyler Arms of Canadian rock band Down With Webster, who is suing Post Malone over his 2019 hit Circles, will have his day in court. U.S. District Judge Otis D. Wright on Monday refused Malone's motion to dismiss the lawsuit and said that the case is scheduled to proceed on trial on May 17th. Arms filed a claim in 2020 against Malone, whose real name is Austin Post, and Canadian producer Frank Dukes, whose real name is Adam Feeney, seeking songwriter and producer credits as well as his share of the royalties from Circles. Malone countered with a lawsuit against Arms, claiming he was not entitled to have his name on the song. The rapper claims that he, Dukes, and three other songwriters, Billy Walsh, Con Gunsberg, and Louis Bell, worked on Circles in follow-up sessions that Arms did not participate in and was not even present for. A lawyer representing Malone acknowledged that Arms was part of a jam session on August 8, 2018, at which a rough mix of Circles was there, but he only offered suggestions. Arms' lawyer argued he contributed to indispensable elements of the track's bass line, guitar melody, and chord progression, including where the F major chord changed to an F minor chord. Judge Wright said there's fundamental differences in what the facts are, and a jury should sort it out. Arms has released 5 albums as part of Down With Webster. Britney Spears said on Monday that she is pregnant. "I got a pregnancy test. I'm having a baby," the 40-year-old pop star shared in an Instagram post. "If there are two there, I might just lose it." Spears said that she avoided going out so that paparazzi couldn't get their money shot of her, and said that she will stay healthy with daily yoga. "It's hard because when I was pregnant, I had some perinatal depression. I have to say it's absolutely horrible. Women didn't talk about it back then," Spears said. "Some people considered it dangerous if a woman complained like that with a baby inside of her, but now women talk about it every day." The singer said she is grateful that we don't have to keep that pain reserved a proper secret. Spears, who got engaged to Sam Asghari last September, has sons Sean, 16, and Jaden, 15, with ex-husband Kevin Federline. It will be the first child for Asghari, who is 28. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.